Divine Office. Thursday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
And you, Lord, co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son. O Jesus, King anointed, you have redemption won.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
O Holy Ghost Creator, the gift of God most high, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
God has appointed him to judge the living and the dead. Alleluia.
God has appointed him to judge the living and the dead. Alleluia.
O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment.
May the mountains bring forth peace for the people, and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor.
He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth.
In his days, justice shall flourish and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, and the great river to earth's bounds.
Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute.
The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate. All nations shall serve him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God has appointed him to judge the living and the dead. Alleluia.
All the peoples of the earth will be blessed in him. Alleluia.
All the peoples of the earth will be blessed in him. Alleluia.
For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor.
From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear.
Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all day long.
May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth.
May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. We call upon your name, Father, and pronounce it blessed above the earth. Give your people the fullness of peace and justice in your kingdom.
All the peoples of the earth will be blessed in him. Alleluia.
Christ yesterday and today, he is the same forever. Alleluia.
Christ yesterday and today, he is the same forever. Alleluia.
We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign.
The nations have raged in anger, but then came the day of your wrath. And the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike.
Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God.
They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Christ, yesterday and today, he is the same forever. Alleluia.
A reading from 1 Peter. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death insofar as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand with angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
Your sorrow will be turned into joy, and that joy no one will take from you. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Your sorrow will be turned into joy, and that joy no one will take from you. Alleluia. Let us pray. The Father has established in Christ the foundation of all our hope and the principle of our resurrection. Let us rejoice in Christ and cry out to him, saying,
King of glory, hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, through your resurrection, you entered the sanctuary of heaven to offer the blood of your own sacrifice.
Lead us with you into the glory of the Father.
King of glory, hear our prayer.
Through your resurrection, you confirmed the faith of your disciples and sent them out into the world.
Make all bishops and priests faithful preachers of the gospel.
King of glory, hear our prayer.
Through your resurrection, you became our peace and reconciliation.
Unite the baptized in perfect communion of faith and love.
King of glory, hear our prayer.
Through your resurrection, the crippled man was healed at the gate of the temple.
Look on the sick and reveal in them the power of your glory.
King of glory, hear our prayer.
You became the firstborn from the dead, the first fruits of the resurrection.
Grant to the dead who hoped in you a share in your glory.
King of glory, hear our prayer.
And now we pause to add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
King of glory, hear our prayer.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who made your people partakers in your redemption, grant, we pray, that we may perpetually render thanks for the resurrection of the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.